Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back to I Allegedly. I've got a good one for you today because we got a serious warning from Bank of America that really isn't surprising when you hear it. Lot to cover in this video. Share this video. Lots of business news. Like, subscribe, and share it with everybody. First things first, Claudio Irigoyen is an economist with Bank of America, and he just issued a warning saying that most likely we're going to see the year that nothing moved forward, that things got cut back, all this great expectations got shut down, and that mild to serious stagflation, stagnant economy, things not moving, little or no growth. You've got high inflation and high unemployment. Now, we're supposed to believe that we had 67,000 jobs lost in March. We've had almost 50,000 jobs been reported lost in April already, and it's early into April. We're supposed to believe that the economy is just zooming along. It's beautiful out here. I'm on, that's the Blue Water Grill. Peninsula is on the other side of this. Lido Isles on the other side. That's the old cannery restaurant that still is horrible, but that's the cannery for you if you guys want to go there. Anyways, should be a food critic. So Mr. Irigoyen is talking about this, and it's not really a shock because you have all these different people that they went and got ammo from to support their case. The first thing is rate cuts. Hey, we're going to have rate cuts. We're going to have half a point rate cut at the next meeting. Now we're not. Oh, don't worry. It won't be May. It'll be June. No, it won't be June. Now it's going to be September or towards the end of the year. That's catastrophic, guys, if you want to see the economy grow. Now, for those of you out there that are trying to buy a house, I've had people send me, can you believe mortgage rates are up, pushing up towards 7% again? Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Because there's nothing that would point down right now. They're not going to cut interest rates. But qualifying for houses, I am telling you this right now, if you're given the opportunity to refi based on your current income, you should seriously look at that for your finances. Don't just add if you got, hey, I've been paying on my mortgage for 8 years and you want to go out and you want to have add 8 years to your mortgage. Don't go do things like that. Do the math. Do the math for yourself and for your family. One thing that I love about these docs, the public docs, see this says 3 hours on that one. That says 3 hours max too. You can, like these people, they're hooking up, coming up for free, and they can go have lunch, they can go dock, they can have their Duffy out here and not have to worry about paying anybody. It's absolutely free. Now, if you abuse that, they give you a ticket. And I've asked people what happens when they give you the tickets. Oh, they always, sometimes they go onto their registration and things like that. So, but it's just a beautiful morning out here and a great weekend. So these warnings, this is serious because there's a shift. We're going to live in a world with $100 a barrel oil, and it's going to affect everything. Inflation will go through the roof. We've just got a jobs report in. And they're telling us 175,000 jobs were added last month. No one believes that. No one believes it. You know? Even at the worst jobs, even at the most simplest jobs, you know, customer service and things like that. It's funny. My son, the restaurant he works at, got closed. And I've had a lot of people that were, you know, writing their support and things like this. But I said, told my son late last night, I said, hey, listen, you're going to see articles written about this place, about how it went down for the count. So what did the owner do? He made up story time. Listen, the economy is so bad, you can't run a restaurant here. This is pissing me off now because what you're going to see is this guy's done some stuff that I question. And some people, if they heard the stories, may think of them as shady. I spoke to my lawyer girlfriend about it. She's like, he didn't do that. He did that? Uh-oh. He's got a real problem on his hands. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. But this guy went, places like Boston.com and wrote articles about how, you know, he's victim of the economy. Okay. And I was inches away from doing the coverage on that. I know my son wants me to do it, but, you know, he'll find a job. He'll go do his auditions. He'll get acting gigs. He'll do all that stupid stuff, the modeling stuff that's unimportant to the global economy. Another thing that's going on right now that's kind of interesting is you're seeing more and more people have their insurance claims denied, and more insurance companies, the big ones, not the agents, are using AI to handle the insurance claim. Deny. You guys think about this. AI is not utilizing insurance to come up with a fair and equitable way to have you get your claim paid. No. It's designed to deny your claim. What can we do to get rid of your claim? What can we do to tell you you don't have a chance? Now, there is a huge percentage of people that when they're told no, they just move away. Then you get guys like me or my friends that I'm like, no, tell them this. And then, you know, it's funny. I just had this conversation with my girlfriend 7 minutes ago about the problem with litigation, the problem with the threat of litigation, is that a lot of people go, okay, wait a second. Maybe we were wrong. And again, does that just mean that it takes the threat? Or do you really have to go that far that you have to contact an attorney? It's ridiculous. But more and more of these AI claims getting denied, you haven't seen anything yet. The idea of insurance, if you have an accident, you come out and you sit there and you say, you know, okay, we'll you know, they'll fix my car. I just had a friend of a friend tell me a story about how they say, hey, listen, you know, we ran the red light, but let's take 50% liability and you take 50% liability. And the guy's like, why would I do that? Why would I take half the liability for this when you ran the red light? It's your fault. We'll just be a smoother claim. We'll pay the claim right away. Is that insane? Now, a couple more bank problems. You know, there's a man, Day Jacobs, in Fort Myers. My aunt lives in Fort Myers. This guy was having credit problems where people would steal his credit card, steal his identity, which is why you guys need those Faraday bags. Because I'm telling you, the last two times my credit card got compromised was out in public. I'm never leaving the house without one of those things now. So check out darkbags.com. They're a great company. Darkbags.com. Anyways, Day Jacobs, this guy went out and had his credit cards. He had them compromised multiple times within 6 months. And it gets crazy. He was like, wait a second, I froze my credit. The last time the thieves went in and with his frozen credit, unfroze his credit and applied for a credit card. Now, he has one of those programs that you're sitting there and you can sit there and say, how can this guy do that? It's funny. These houses, I used to think this would be the coolest house to live in. This is your backyard. Wouldn't that be nice? It's just a parking nightmare down here. I'll walk around the building. You guys can see that. But 2910Lafayette.com, beautiful house. Beautiful. This is private. Then you got the business next door to you. You got the cannery on the other end. But, you know, Dr. Marvin sent me this story. There's a lot of good banking, a lot of senior stories when it comes to people getting fleeced and getting taken advantage of. But could you imagine? You get notification that there's a credit card pending. Hey, did you apply for this credit card, Dan? And your credit's frozen. You froze it. So there's that. I mean, it is nuts right now, guys, that this is happening. But the thieves are getting more and more sophisticated. And I'm telling everybody, and I'm taking my own advice, you've got to go in and you have to check your credit cards on a regular basis. You got to check your bank statements. You got to know what you're getting charged. You have to. Got to check on this stuff. Another Dr. Marvin story, which is great. You know, we have all these problems with ATMs. There's a thing called bank jugging. And bank jugging is when they rob you after the ATM. We've done so many of these stories. And it gets to a point when things are bad in the economy. You get more and more people. This is the front of that guy's house. It's not the most romantic place, but, you know, you got a few stoplights for nighttime, but, you know, narrow, three stories, single car garage, double deep, one car after another. Now, the next thing is bank jackpotting. And what that is there's a problem with the ATMs right now where sophisticated hackers can go out and they can hack your ATM card and go to a ATM, usually they're standalone ATMs that they can hack, and it's done in several different ways. To take money out on cards they've already stolen, and to also hack the people that are using the cards, stealing the Stripe, the account number, and then your PIN number. And it's a problem because it's getting worse and worse and worse. In 2024, there was almost $14 billion taken this way. 2025 numbers were more, but we don't have the official count yet, and they think it's $18 to $19 billion. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. So the problem with this is that I've had people write me, just had somebody this week, explain in great detail how they went out and felt that their card was used someplace. They did not like the terminal they were using. They thought something looked fishy about it. And then within a few hours, they start getting texts from their bank, you know, asking them if they're in Duluth, asking that they're in Seattle. You know, clearly they're in Southern California, and asking them if they are making these withdrawals. So what they've done, think about it, they got so sophisticated in these cases through stores, they had to print and put a magnetic strip on a card to falsify the card. That is wild to do that. Absolutely unbelievable. Just remodeled this dock. Let me show you guys something else. It's very cool. And again, public docks, got the 3 hour different time limits on everything. Learned my lesson holding the rail out here. Just a beautiful morning out here. You know, they don't want you to tie up on the end. Got the ladder. The kids want to swim. If you want to swim in this, boats, fuel, gas, oil. Mommy, why do I have a headache? Because of that, son. Swim in the bay with all the boats. But anyways, 3 hours on both sides. You can see a little sign out there. So that's kind of cool. And these electric boats, Duffy's, are really nice. A lot of people have them because they can't go fast. And radios and music and CD players, and you got your MP3 players, all that stuff on. So it's very cool. But you can see all the stuff that's available. This is the industrial side. It's kind of cool. I like coming out here to see this stuff every now and then. But this at night, people go there at night, and it's dark. It's dark as night out here, which is why I don't know why you'd want to spend, you know, $3 million to live down here and then, you know, be on the water like that and you know, oh, hey, where could you find a place to park? Now, it's funny. You get a morning like this and there's all this parking out here, but they charge everybody all the time for this stuff. So starting to see more and more problems, you know, Tiger Woods, you know, I covered this in the private channel, I Allegedly Live, which if you guys want the rants and you guys want the uncensored stuff, the price is going up dramatically at the end of the month. And I don't care if 5 people sign up at that point because I love doing that content and it's uncensored, and I did my Tiger Woods rant. But did you guys know when Tiger Woods got arrested by the cops, the first thing he said to the cops on the police cam, I thought it was made up, just getting off of the president. I don't know, junkie, when you flip the car, you're every other schmo in the world that did this. So now we're supposed to sit there and go, oh my God, like the president of what? Guatemala? No, the United States of America. Okay, I mean, come on, guys, who cares? Who cares? Gonna throw that around out there? I don't wanna see Tiger Woods become Prince, Michael Jackson, you know, or any other tragic tale, Elvis, for that matter, for those of you that have been out there. I just don't want to see this. I'm sick of this stuff with these celebrities that make these horrible choices. But once again, you know, I love being the voice of reason for people. Like, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? What are you pissing your money away for? You know, and people do this with me, and I still listen to that advice. But thank God I'm not a druggie, okay? Because I just don't believe in it. You know, clear your head, be responsible, be an adult, and just say no. Nancy Reagan had it right. But I don't want to see a guy like Tiger Woods, who had such a famed history, throw it away. He's already been in danger enough, so let me know what you think about that. You know, United Natural Foods, I believe that's the name of the company, they are closing down their facility. Why? Well, are they going to do an AI play? They said, no, we want to make it crystal clear. We're not doing an AI play. We're closing down because we can't afford it, because people are not buying our food. So the first group of layoffs, 443 people, 443 adults. It's sad. It's tragic. Happy Easter. You know, get to lose your job. It's just terrible. So you're starting to see this escalate and get worse and worse and worse right now. So, you know, final story that I'll end with is I love cord cutting. I love people that go out and find ways to watch things like Tubi and Pluto, and you know, there's movie channels and different things, but you're going to see cable networks go out of business. And the next two are basically related to each other, and they're QVC and you've got HSN, Home Shopping Network. It's funny, I don't even know where those are on my DirecTV. I'm sure they're there, but I've never watched it once in years. I'm sure I've flipped by it, but I've never seen it. So they are billions of dollars in debt. I'm going to show you guys something before I head out. The boat coming out. It's a beautiful day. But this is a dead end here. You got a couple restaurants on the end that people sign up for, and then you got the boats that they're going out and having a good time. But look at the dry storage, guys. Look at the multi-level storage for your boat. Imagine that. Hey, honey, let's take the boat out. We'll get the, you know, the crane out, and they'll crane the boat in. Oh, I'm the middle one. I'm not the top one or the bottom one. I'm the middle one. That, I mean, guys, isn't that crazy? So, I always think it's, you know, that's very expensive too. All this stuff is expensive out here. So, let me know. Do you guys watch the Home Shopping Network? What do you think is going to go down next? You know, the Angels. I did not see one preseason baseball game with the Los Angeles Angels because of the fact that they were feuding with FanDuel, their network. FanDuel sucks, guys. I mean, I'm sorry. I don't, you know, go bet sports. Go enjoy yourself. I like going to Vegas. I like having fun with the rest of them. But I shut it off. And I also don't go to baseball games and bet, oh my gosh, he's got to throw a strike here. I got 300 on the line for the next strike. That what a miserable experience for this. So, speaking of Las Vegas, the 2028 Super Bowl is going to be moved back to Las Vegas. Why? Ratings. They said they had one of the highest rated Super Bowls, and they attributed to the city that never sleeps contributing to that. So, let me know what you think. Is this Bank of America warning serious? Email address is hello@iallegedly. Again, I want to get a shot of that. Isn't that crazy? Imagine your boat way up there. Isn't that hell? So, let me know what you think. Check out the private channel. Reach out anytime, and I'll see you very soon.